Let's head over to what we saw last week. Ksara. We've seen that Bitochen is a different track. The Olam of a Baal Bitochen, the Mahalach of Bitochen, is a totally different track than the Seichel. There's a Mahalach called Binoscha Tishoin. A person always needs to be relying on something in life. A person needs something that's carrying him. And there's one Mahalach, that's the regular Mahalach by most people, the Mahalach, they're Seimech on their Seichel. They're Seimech on their Seichel. And Bitochen is a different Mahalach. Bitochen is a Mahalach. That you not only be Seimech on from someone else's Seichel, it's a totally different Mahalach that's rooted in the Kriches and Nefesh in the person. That you're Seimech on Hanogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're Seimech on Hanogas Hashem. And in that Mahalach, it's made up totally different. The system, the rules of this system work totally different than the system in the Mahalach of Seichel. In the Mahalach of Seichel, something that's unknown, is extremely uncomfortable, is extremely mafriya, disturbing. You can't be soivel b'chlal. The fact that you have certain facts that are unknown, things that have to be clarified. But in the Mahalach of Bitochen, that is something that you do. You don't have to take care of anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a one-stop answer to everything. The Cheftza in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol. All the Rachim are open. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be the end. So the lack of Yediyah is not troublesome. The lack of Yediyah is not a shtar. A person could go weiter and weiter. And we saw that the moedid for betochen, the person's takam etzliach and betochen, yashlich al Hashem Yehovko, uichal kalecho, a person will actually be able to feel as if he threw a burden on to something else. When it's responsible, and the responsibility to fix things, to work things out, to misadder things is on our shoulders. So the stress, the anxiety, the difficulty, the inability to take care of things weighs down on us. But when we throw something on someone else's shoulders, we really, really feel, it's totally taken care of. So there will be a feeling of relief. A relief. This is a physical feeling. It's not only a mental idea. It's a physical feeling that a person, taket, if he's really holding, if he's really being succeeding in the Olam of Bitochen, he'll be able to feel like a certain sense of relief, like a weight is taken off of his shoulder. We spoke on the necessity to be mechazik, the bosses of the Olam of Bitochen. Keep on being madgish, that to get the Bitochen has to be have a bosses, has to be a basis that you allow to pick yourself up. Bitochen is a certain leap, a certain elevation, an entry to a higher Olam that you're standing in right now, a higher system. And the more it's mevusas, that world, you know, it's talking about a certain variable situation right now, we don't have klar. But if it's based on inside the history, inside the Nekudas we mentioned from the Chavis Lavavit, the Nekudas, that our bosses, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Taka, the true source of Bitochen, that makes it easier, that makes it able to you to go and exit out of the present world you're in and into that sure, secure world of Bitochen. We added in again, that many times you have to have a shechetayu with your kriyas hanefesh. You have to meshachnei. You have to convince your kriyas hanefesh to let go. And one of the ways is to prove to them that mineu bei is the only answer. Kriyas hanefesh, when they realize mineu bei, this is the only answer. So they're able to taka let go and go to that. Could go to another place. Go to that higher olam of bitachon. And the mashal, like the kuda we just spoke about, the bilti yadua. Many times, and you realize there's no other answer. Haray, you're stuck in a certain situation, you're trying to mavar, you're trying to get clear how this is going to work out, you don't see how this is going to work out. You talk to your kechas hanefesh and you prove to them, haray, there are so many factors that are not known. There are so many factors that are unknown. A lot of times, they're halten. If we start thinking about it, how many things that we can't talk of verify, how many things we can't prove, how many things that can't be misadder. They remain unknown. They remain unknown variables. They remain loose, untied strings. Kilo mitzam mitzidein, and that doch has to come onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, there's only Eitzah. And Eitzah, holding a little bit of Corona, we have the Gevalga Marshal. You know, in this present period, we're trying this transition, we're trying to come out of the Corona a little bit, go back into routine. But one of the difficulties that everyone is having in all the areas, unbelievable, novel Orion, is that through the Mahalach of Corona, a certain state in Metzias of unknown came into the world, a fear of unknown came into the world. And even though if the numbers look very good and a lot of things look much better, but Ad Kama, it entered our world, Kilo, a Metzias of unknown, until there's going to be a vaccine, until they're going to have a vaccine, which is going to be a Chochag Muru to them, that they're for sure not going to get sick, or people, it's not going to, there's no Sakana. Most of the tzibur is not able to go back there. They're crippled. Like we said, in the world of Seichel, E-Yediyah becomes a cripple. A cripple is a person. It doesn't allow him to go back there. Before Corona, by most people, there were certain situations, certain circumstances where they were faced with a certain circumstance of E-Yediyah. But it wasn't the day-to-day. It wasn't overcome the whole Metzias. Here we have, and it's, yes, there's something, there's a sickness out there, there's a plague, there's a magefa out there, that it doesn't look so much stubborn that it's roving around so strongly now, but mitzacheni, verves, it became a fact, kibul verves. Now, this verves, this neskuda v'yedia we mentioned last week, is better than always existed. There are so many things that you don't know. I mean, chas v'shalom, a person knows he doesn't have cancer, a person doesn't know garnished. A person has no garnish, so many endless details in his life, he doesn't know. But it's not goluy, these nekudas. We don't live with them. They don't come to the fore. Here it came to the fore. It was released, this magefa, and it came to the fore. And you see how everyone's crippled. Society is not able to go either. Society is not able to go right until they... So you have to... I'm not talking about lemaisa yet, mamish lemaisa with Corona B'tachan. Maybe as a Shem Hemshech, we'll talk about it more. But I want to bring out a mushroom. The Kirchas and Nefesh have to say themselves is that we have to have a way to go weiter past the Bilti Yadua without having to verify. The only way in life to deal with this is to guarantee a vaccine. Is that Taked only it? We're not going to be able to go weiter. There has to be a solution, a potion that takes care of things that are Bilti Yadua. It takes care of things and built you do it. You speak to Yechaz Nefesh and you're there Moichiach, there has to be something that's called B'tachit. There has to be something that provides security that's called B'tachit. Now, again, I don't want to avoid Corona. I'm not getting into not being a Shtadlus. So why do you have to make a Shtadlus? That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about after the Shtadlus. After a person has the Shtadlus and has the ability to get back to life, to go, send your kids. So many people are having problems with this. So many people are, they're unable to move further. They're missing B'tochen, but I mean the Nakuda, the pattern that we said last week. You have to talk to Yechaz HaNefesh and you have to show Yechaz HaNefesh that we have to have something that allows us to go past the Bilti Yadua. If we're going to wait till everything's in Mavar, we're not going to go weiter. Here we have a Moshul, Mamish, that's Boli Dechush. Well, this is what Etzem HaChazor we spoke about last week. I don't want to go weiter tonight. What I want to talk about tonight is a big yisoid, I guess, but at the end you're still showing back the yisoidus of the sugyas of B'tochen in the beginning of this man. The big yisoid we want to talk about tonight is the famous yisoid, it's Mavur, in Kama, G'doyle Rishonim, the Amamish, the Amud Eilim, the sugyas of B'tochen, in the Chavis Lavavis, the Ramban, and the Rambam. Kol Sholish, they all say one big yisoid, which we want to be Marchiv tonight. And the yisoid is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhogu with a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhogu with a person. There's different Hanhogas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. There's Hanhogu that's more Tivi. There's Hanhogu that's Hashkocha Protiv. It might be called even Nisim Nistarim. Anes Nistar. And Nisecha Shabachol Yemimonu. And there's an Anes Golik. They all say, this is so, that what decides and what's Kiveya, what Hanhogas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the person, is his Madregas B'tochen, his Dargas B'tochen. Chavis Lvov says, Lashon Chavis Lvov is mamish in the beginning of Shar B'tochet. Mi she'enu b'teach b'lekim b'teach b'zulosei, meisir ha'lekim ha'shkocha so'i me'olov u'meniach yisei b'yad mi'shabot ha'cholov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a system that if you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're stuck in a certain business deal and you think you're totally on your boss. You think you're totally dependent on your boss. You think you're dependent on the competitor. You think you're dependent on the tax, you know, the tax office. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves you in their hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his hashkach away from you. This Yisoid we'll see is Beramban Barichus Gedoyla. Beramban Barichus Gedoyla, many places, Alatar, and who are this Yisoid, in his different writings, and the Makar Dvarim, the Ramban, one place, and his Pirish Ani, right side, is coming from the Rambam and Mar Nevuchim. Let's remark them a little bit. And Be'emes, you just mentioned, there seems to be three Hanogas, which we talk and mentioned at the beginning of the Vadim. We were talking about the words of the Chazanish and the Muna B'tochit. There's the Oilam that's Nikul Lefanenu, there's the Oilam Ateva, there's the Oilam of Siva Mesoivet, that's the regular Oilam Kim and Haginai. Then there's a higher Hanhoga that's called Ashkocha Protest, which specifically Klai Yisrael is privy to. And then there's many Madregas, obviously, in Ashkocha Protest. And then there's a third Hanhoga of Hanhoga that's Lamalamin Ateva. Let's read some of the Divrei HaRamban. Ramban is in Pirusha, in the Eve, Perek Lamed Vav. Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Le'yigara, le'yigura mitzadikeno. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not reduce, will not be megareya from the tzadik Nusi Zainayim. We'll see in the Ramban, when we talk about the Zainayim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, means the Shkocha process. Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously is aware of everything. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at something, means it's a special Kocha process. I'm going to read you from the Ramban. P'tarich Dvar, V'atam hazeh, yadu'u bar, ki odom lifneishu makir es elikov, Yashkiach alav yishmar oisa. The Siba that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach is because he is aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He recognizes a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lo ikein shahar briya sheinu medarbas meinu yodis bar. Definitely, animals, they're not human beings. They definitely don't have hashkacha practice. They have hashkacha klal. Umen atam hazeh Dr. Ramban yishmar es atzadikim. There's a special shmira that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has atzadikim. Kikasha libam veinem tomid imoy. Kein Eine Hashem Aleihem Ereshis Hashonah Varachus Hashonah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly looking over them in a special, unique way, dealing with them, orchestrating every problem in their life in a special, unique way. Ad ki achosid hagomer hadovik be'alikov tamid. Though if you parid hadovik b'machshav teboy be'inyin menini olam, you're nishmar tamid b'chol mikri azman. Afilu ahoivim b'teva v'yishtamer mehem b'neis yasloi tamid. Here we use the word neis. He means, not a Nes Gola, he means what's called a Nes Mister. The Ramban is so precious, but he called Nes Mister. Ki ilu yichoshev mikatel yoinem einam ibnei havaya vahefsed amikreitim. He'll be going through things that everyone had. He might have an illness that everyone have, but it won't faze him the same way that it fazes other people. As if he's a malachil. A regular person should be, that's him, soivel, should be affected, should be hurt by this. He won't be one hurt. Ukefi kirvose lidovik belikov. This is the Raman says. Within this, there's a lot of level, and according to the kirva that he has in this dabik, the Kadosh Baruch Hu machshavta yishtamer shmir mula. Unidach gisa varochik min akel b'machshavta b'mayto. Vafil lo yischayv misa bechetoy ashechato. Yeh meshulach v'nezol v'mikrim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu will abandon him and leave him to mikrim. Even the Ramban's Ram is over here. These are studies, maybe need a beer, maybe we'll get back to it. But even if he doesn't have a chait that's mechayiv misa, but if he enters a mahalach hativi, a mahalach of mikre, that he doesn't right now merit the extra shmira, Hashem won't necessarily give another shmira. He'll let him dead, let him die in a matzav of teva, let him be hurt. Ubo b'ze psukim rabin, ragli chasid, if yishma, the Ramban in many places is Maram, there's many psukim that say this, he says, he fears that this is from the Ramban Mamar Navukim. Hashlomah to this Ramban is in Parshas Ve'eru. He talks about the Mahalach HaTeva and the Mahalach HaNeis in Parshas Boy, and also in the Parsha of the Pasuk of Kidatim. Ramban in a few places talks about this Yisoid. What is the Ramban saying? Ramban saying, what is the Hezbollah in this Yisoid? What does it mean? What does the Chavis Levavot? What does the Ramban mean? What does it mean that the Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shmir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us is totally on a dark bitachin. Agav, the Rambam and the Ramban keep on saying, bitachin means how much You live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You concentrate on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're Yediyah, which means you're aware of it. You're constant awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what is Kaveh, your Madrega B'tochen, what's Kaveh. Parallel to that is HaNhagat HaKadosh Baruch Hu to you. Hashem Tzilcha. What is the insight of this? Can you hear the pshat like this? Mavur in the Ramban like this. Say the Ksara. Many people mistakenly quote the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. The Ramban said, there's no such thing as Teva. And that's what it sounds like a little bit from the Ramban. But Avada, it's Pavu over here in the Ramban, who are many places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made HaNhagat called Teva. There's a different Hanhoga. There's three Hanhogas. There's a Hanhoga of Teva, and there's a Hanhoga of Hashkocha Protis, and there's a Hanhoga of Nesim Gluyim. Three different Hanhogas. Kol Yisrael, which is Toich, Kol Echad, is Kamba, Kamba Protis. Teva, what does Teva mean in Yenenu? Teva is the world of Siva Mesoivis. Teva is the world of La Hashem, Shemaim, Shemaim, La Hashem, or it's not some of the other. We mentioned this many times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world which has a mahalach of cause and effect. In this world, the seder of nature, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, is a cause and effect, which in this world, more or less, there's two major facts. Most of the things is shoylit b'yad adam. The human being has the ability to control or to monitor. He can monitor most of the things. Most of the things are goli le'inayim. He has some sort of way that he could monitor the system, how it's working, the cause and effect. This is a world of cause and effect. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the world of cause and effect. And everything that happens in the cause and effect is not b'mikra mitzvah atzma, it's part of the big cheshbon. But in this hanhoga, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it's a hanhoga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, it's part of, he wants a certain amount of the brias to be run by this hanhoga. It's a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he wants him to be trapped into this hanhoga. That's what it means, the nez of the mikrim, the nez of the mikrim. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu create this world? Why does he create this world that's so kilu, kaviyochel? There's an hoga kavua that if a person gets a sickness, he's going to die. If a person's not bright, he's not going to make money. The whole world as we know it. You know, the quicker you get to the store, the more you're going to get the item. If you're going to get the last, you're not going to get the item. Everything, the world we know it, the way it runs, the seichel, what everyone just always talking about. You know, if you don't watch out for corona, if you don't watch out, you're going to get sick. If you don't call the shot quickly, you're not going to get the shidduch. Everything that we know in the world of cause and effect, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that world? And again, there's a certain realness to that world. We'll talk about that soon. You're not trapped into that world, but it's a certain mitzad atzmai. There's someone who leaves himself in that oilam. It's an oilam of teva. Why did Hashem make that world? So it's mahur in the Rishonim, the Chavis Lavav, it's a paragimel. He's talking about a shtablus, but it's a prat. One of the pratim in the world of teva is a shtablus. Chavis Lavav says for two reasons. One is, and that's the basic reason, I think most of Shanim say this, the reason is, Nisayin, we call Bechir. If there'd be a world of Hashkacha Pratis, where everything would be clear, you know, that if you do a mitzvah, you get schar, and if you don't do a mitzvah, everything is totally in Ratzon Hashem. What triggers good things in life is Ratzon Hashem, not the temperature, not how smart you are, not how much money you have, not how much connections you have. Then there wouldn't be any Bechir. There wouldn't be any Bechir. A lot of everyone would just go after Ratzon Hashem. But when there's a whole world which fools us. The address is so many different things. There's all the Siba and the cause of effect that's in the world. Oh boy, is that a huge, 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 huge Nisayin. That's the Nisayin we're talking about, so smart. That's what we're trying to get out of. We're trying to be able to elevate it over. But this is for a Nisayin. That's the first reason that the Chazal Rava says. The second reason he says is because if the person wouldn't have to go through the whole world of cause and effect, have to deal with the whole cause and effect, he would be buried in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yofa. Person needs to have to deal with the world, the challenges of this world, in somewhat way. We'll see. We'll have to see the hemshech. Without that, he's going to be boyed. Al kaponim. There's a oilam called teva, cause and effect. That's the first oil. Oh, but there's a hanhoga elyoina, which is supposed to be be'etzen, the basic hanhoga of a yid. Every single yid is privy, definitely, to the hanhoga. Even a goy at certain times is privy to the hanhoga. It's not the hanhoga kavua of a goy bechalal. The Hanhoga Gavua of a Yid is Hashkocha Pratis. That by a Yid, Teva is not bound by Teva whatsoever. Yes, he lives Ki'ilu superficially in the world of Teva. He lives in the world of Teva. But he's not bound, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to intervene. There's not an Eis Goli necessarily. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to change around. But B'toich, the Oilam of HaMikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could change all of a sudden. Somebody gets money. Somebody gets money, wasn't expecting it. His old friend from high school gives him money. Where did it come from? How'd you marry up your kids? Who knows how many ailments, who knows how many sicknesses people had, and they were supposed to, what was supposed to happen to them. And your kid was supposed to run to the streets and get it back up. All the time to a yid who deserves it. To a yid who deserves it, sometimes it's schar, the Ramban says in these places. Sometimes it's schar for a mitzvah. But many times it's etzem bitachon. So I'll get back to that. But upon him, there's an hoga of nisim gluyim, which in that world, cause and effect is not kaveh b'chalal. What's kaveh is Ratzon Hashem. One thing, direct Ratzon Hashem. You do Ratzon Hashem, you get rewarded. You don't do Ratzon Hashem, you get hurt. Zok Ramban, this is the Yisrael Ramban and Chavis Lavavit. These are two, you have to realize this, these are two hanhogas that exist in our world. They exist all the time. There are two different realms in our world. What's Kaveya, where do you live? What's Kaveya, where do you live? The Rishonim Magala to us is a person to be Tachar. How much Sadik Vemunosa Yichya, which world do you live in? If you live in a world of Siba Mesoiviv, everyone has to make a Shtadlus. We're going to talk about that. The next one, or two Adam. If we talk about the Gzeira, then everyone has to make a Shtadlus. But there are certain people who they really believe in that. They believe at the end of the day that that's what's Tali. They really believe that at the end of the day, whether or not they're going to get corona is totally whether they're going to get wearing a mask. They believe 100% that whether or not they're going to get cured is totally if they go to the best doctor, and how much money they're going to make in life is which college they go to, and how much connections they have. They get lost, and they really believe in that. They live in that world. That's, they talk, don't think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much because there's a lot of other traffic in the world that's controlling their success in life. It's controlling their toiv of the mutav. If you live in that world, Dr. Ramban HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Nezav HaSavah Mikram, he kind of leaves you in that world. Again, everything is Geshchezda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikara, knows how, that the outcome, and he's happy with the outcome. But you get stuck in that Olam of Teva. You get stuck in that Olam of Sibam Yisrael. Dr. Ramban HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nezav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he leaves you at the mercy of the Olam of Teva. Sometimes ends up good in the Olam of Teva, sometimes doesn't end up good in the Olam of Teva. But there's two systems, Al Kaponim, both in Kloli, each system breaks it up into Protein. But there are two general systems, there's Anhoga Hakfua of Teva, and there's Anhoga Hashkocha Protein. The Yid is not limited as long as he believes. When I believe, live. Believe is not enough. We spoke about the Ginnisman, which I'm going to be talking, means he lives in that world. When he lives in that world, he enters that zone. And the Tzaddik, Kanir, the Tzaddik is Dalag Lachadish Bahu Tamid. Ad kedekach, the Ravi do, and the Ramban says, a tzaddik could even reach a madrega that he kamat doesn't have to do kamat any yeshtadus. We'll talk about that by Hemshech. But kaponim l'yaneinu, the yisoid we want to talk about tonight is, and this is a major yisoid, has various ramifications. The yisoid is that there are two hanhogas in the person's world. The hanhog of the olam habetochen that we're trying to build the whole man. The olam habetochen where you feel secure is only going to be available to a person, Taka, who lives in that world. When he doesn't live in that world, yeah, of course, it's not going to feel familiar for him, and he's not going to be privy to that Anoga Vashkocha project. This Yisoid of the Rambam, the Chavis Vavitz, the various Nafkaminas, start talking about it. First Nafkamina, I'm going to get back to this many times. The Sugya B'Tochen is totally a personal Sugya. And this is one of the most complicated Sugyas people come to ask. Ask me or to anybody who give hadrocha, make decisions in life based about betochen. Even to give shiur in betochen, it's so hard to give a shiur berabim about specific examples of betochen because there's no one answer. It's totally, 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 totally on your level of betochen. You want to know should you leave this man early because of corona, not leave this man early because of corona. You want to know when should you stop learning to go out to work and when should you not go stop learning to work. There's no one clear answer. There is no one clear answer. The amount of bitachon, the amount of ishtadlus a person has to do, how much does he have to deal with the world of teva, is totally how much he's trapped into that world of teva. There are unashir levels that every single person is holding in. It's all totally in his level of bitachon. This is one nafkamina. Nafkamina beis. We spoke about last week and the difficulty. One of the biggest challenges when you're trying to enter the Mahalach HaBetochen is that we're stuck very much. We mentioned that there are two different types of things. There's the lack of, there's one who called the lack of idea, Pasha, don't know. I don't know how it's going to end up. And I'm very uncomfortable with the lack of idea. That sometimes a person is willing to forfeit and say, okay, I'll go for Tachan, I'll throw everything on Hashem. And it's Hashem, I don't even have to know. I don't know, I feel like Hashem will take care of it. But many times you mention a person doesn't only have a lack of idea, a person has a kasha. A person is stuck in a certain matzah, and he has a pure Hashem kamo that says there's no way he can get out. He doesn't really know, he's only has a lack of idea how it's going to end up. All the numbers say that it's impossible. All the numbers say he's never going to get the job. He's never going to be in the yeshiva that he wanted. He's never going to be matzliach and learn. He sometimes has a kasha. It's not really a lack of those ideas. When a person has a kasha, it's very difficult to go arise, to exit where he's stuck. He gets stuck. It's very difficult to leave that, to leave the oilam haseichel and enter the oilam habetochen, that secure world where you're totally, you're like a kumul la'ima, you're a baby in his mother's arms, you're lying in a kodesh baruch and you feel secure. So this yisoy that we just mentioned is a very, very important nekuda to get out of the kasha. Because you have to realize, you have to talk to yisoy, and you say, your kasha is real, yes. You're stuck in a kasha. Your seichel is stuck in a mystery, not a mystery world. It has a hichacha that's dead end. There's no way I can get out of it. But the answer is, it's kol zman, you're in the world of teva. When your world of teva, there is a certain oilam of teva. I just said there is an oilam, there is a certain hanoga of teva. And in the oilam of teva, your kasha is in place. But your kasha is based on hanocha that this is the only oilam of teva. You don't realize there's a higher hanoga, your hanoga changes, pashat. You could hoist yourself. You could enter a different zone. But Pashad, you're totally not. You're not bound to any of these rules. Look at Yirei Hashem. Look at so many people. Shevet Levi, who Maisim B'chol Yoyim, they see Nisim B'chol Yoyim from the Sech Shebchol Yoyim Imoni. When you understand this, you saw it, the Kasha Geit Avek, even a Kasha Geit Avek. Because the Kasha is Nuyusid on facts. And factors that you're familiar with within the present situation, you're caught in the Olam HaTeva. We're going to talk about this in Amshach, how much caught we get into the Olam HaTeva. We get so caught into all the facts and what everyone's saying, b'chule, b'chule, b'chule. But your cash is based on hagbola, hanocha, that you're stuck. You're coming from the tiviyistik hanocha, there's a hashra hanocha. Let's hear what tonight, we're giving two examples. The examples bring out the Sisoid of the Ramban. How much the Sugya B'tochen could control and be koivea how a person's anhogo, what a person like a Meshbar who's anhogo is in life. Until now, we've been quoting the Ramban, and the Ramban says that B'tochen could decide whether you have an anhogo of Tive, of Mikre, or you have an anhogo of Scharva Einish, of Ashkocha Protis, he calls Nisim. Nisim the star. In other places, Mavur, B'tochen sometimes even could shaf on halacha of an ace golem. In the Makor HaDvarim, this is a very silly Gazak, the Shlomo, the Nakuda we spoke in the beginning, the earliest Vadim, the famous Naimid of Klal Yisrael, B'shas, they were standing out, Sfas Ayam, Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Pasuk in B'shalach says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yem HaShem HaMoshe, Matitzek HaYilai, Dabro B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not time to daven. Not a time for daven. Tell Kal Yisrael to go. When Kal Yisrael was davening, it was an unbelievable maimed of tefillah. Tav su'um nesavo yisam. Kal Yisrael joined in tefillah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't daven. And everyone asked, to me at night, don't daven. What does a yid do based on if he doesn't daven? Ban holds that the ikar mitzvah tefillah is based on. He of the rice of tefillah is the only dafka based on. What does that mean? So the Shurish Adram is an Orech Chaim HaKadosh, but the Goyin says in Shnehech Roifen. The Goyin is brought down to the Sefer Kol Eliyahu. The Goyin says, I'm all the Yisrael. Fuck the Goyin like this. That Klal Yisrael, B'shas, Kriyas Yamsuf, it was such a hard matter. They were so undeserving for the Nez. The Chazal say, Allah lo avay dezor. They were still the Vechinus of Yidav HaDezor. To merit and to warrant the Nesir Kriyas Yamsuf, which is such a breach of an Hogas HaTeva, Tanai Hissa Tanai Sibarashis. They needed the Oilam of the Lashon of the Goyim is the Oilam of Tefila cannot be Magia Ad Kedekach. It couldn't be Megala, this, the Nais that had to, such a dad, and Hogan is so high. Davka Bitochen, Davka Bitochen, Amaisa Bitochen, is what you needed to unleash this Hecher and Hogan of the Kriyas Nais Yamsun. Be around the room, what's he saying? What's the thing? Let's touch it up. Then this is Tefila is definitely also a certain entrance into the world of Bitochen. We're going to talk about this in Amshar Aladim. Tefila is definitely a certain entrance into the world of the Rambam, Ban Mamish says, what the Rambam just said, the world of Hashkocha Pratis, and Tefila, your Mamish living in the world of Hashkocha Pratis. But Kinnira, that could only produce, and that could only be mirrored a person in Katakan Yisrach Hashem Choyim Imanu. But in Eitz Goli, Tefila is not, Tefila doesn't bring an Eitz Goli, Befrat in Eitz Goli, Besei the Godel, the Kalal Yisrael Nidah, Bekshash Kriyas Yamsuf. Bitochen is higher. What's Bitochen? Bitochen, like we said in the beginning of this man, is a Maiseh. It's a mice of relying that Kaddish Baruch against all odds. Tefila is words. You haven't shown how strong your betachin is with tefila when you actually go and you do a mice, you don't jump. They went into the Yam Suf. They went into the Yam against all odds, totally ignoring Kilu, the Seder of Teva, and relying on the Avtocha of Kaddish Baruch Hu, Daba B'nei Yisov Yisov. This was an act of betachin that was Megala Hechere. And Hogah. Why? What's the issue? Because Kafi the Midas Abitochin is the Hogah of HaKadosh Baruch. Let's understand this. I'm a ridiculous to hear. This is a connection. Facing a little bit of the one that I heard from Moshe Shapiro. Tefila, besides being words and not actions, Tefila is Mugbal Lefi the Hasokah of the Mispal. When you daven, something you're not asking, HaKadosh Baruch is not going to give. Let's picture Klal Yisrael standing there as far as I am. Do you think anybody in Klal Yisrael was surrounded from all sides, Chazal say, the Tzvim were chasing after them. On the side, there was a Midbar, with Chayis, right? And on top, there was the Sarish and Mitzrayim. If when anyone was davening, the person davened, usually davened, he's supposed to daven for, HaKadosh Baruch should save him, please. Do you think anyone, Bechlal, of the four possible options, do you think anyone picked the direction of Yom Tov? Is that a sad? You know, you have a choice, multiple choice in the test. And there are multiple choices. I don't think the sad of Kriyas Yom Tov, the sad of the Yom, was even a possibility in their minds. That was like, you don't even think about that. You don't even think about going there. It's not, forget about, it's too hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going against Mitzrayim may be hard. Ask for an eight. Going up to Shemayim may be going to the left, to the right. But we're going to the Yamsuf. Didn't exist as a possibility. In the Olam of Tefila, they never could have been Megala that because they won't enter their mind. But in Bitochen, what is Bitochen? We mentioned this the whole time. Bitochen is you're exiting your world entirely. You're saying, I'm not even partially, it's not even a Maisa Tefila. I'm totally entering Yad Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm entering a zone like we came ahead where I'm beyond all Seichel. There's no, my Seichel is not playing here, B'chlal. It's all on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashlich al Hashem Yehov Kavahu Yichal Galecha. Bitochen has no gvul whatsoever. Bitochen is totally unlimited to the Hasoga and Tefisa of a human being. You enter the Hasog of the Tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's boundless. The Yam doesn't stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was an Hoga that HaKal Yisrael was able to be Megale B'Shaski as Yam Tzav. Zokra Vol Ben Alishon, this was really the time when HaKal Yisrael became a nation. The Chas Chaim L'Rosh says one of the things that uniquely classifies HaKal Yisrael different then the goyim is hashkocha pratis. Dr. Volb, it's not circumstantial that a ma'aseh betochen was that the culmination kriyas yam tov kiyaduah shtein Yerushalmi was the gemara of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the creation of Klal Yisrael. It's not the mikra Dr. Volb that it was a ma'aseh betochen. It was an act of betochen. It was a leap into the world of betochen, such as there never was and could be never kamat never been at least in the klal on a klal level in the history of the world. Klal Yisrael entered this world, and they entered a relationship, a different relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in the world of a Tochen, it's a different world. We have to get familiar, that's what we're talking about, we have to get more familiar, and the more familiar we get with this world, the more we'll be able to use it as a go-to, be able to be our go-to place. This is a dugma. Oh, dugma, the Tzara Toiv. A very hard dugma. The dugma, the Tzara Toiv. In what is it? The Koyach HaBetochen, HaBetochen's Kizeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts. This is Nitzad Echo, Nitzad Atoy. Nitzad Sheni, Nitzad Hara. The Ramban said many times, if a person is not Peteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is Fakeret, he gets too scared. We'll talk about being scared by Hemshech a lot more. But he gets too scared, that could cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his Ashkocha. There's a Meridik Amar, Meridik Amar Ra'al, Pshat. Parsha Ketan in the Torah, Parsha Shoiftim, is the storm of how Klai Yisrael goes out to the Muhammad. And the Kohen HaMashuach, Muhammad comes and he announces, all the people, Misha Bona Bayis Chodosh, V'loi Chanochai, not the Karen, V'loi Chilulak, Sheret Isha, V'loi Lakocha. He has to be Chodosh, he has to go, he has to leave, he should go out to the Muhammad. Why? Zok the Pasuk. Pen Yomus to Muhammad, V'ish Acher Yach Nechem. Very famous Shmerzach. Pasuk says the reason is because Ophelia is going to die. And someone else is going to be mechanech the house. Someone else is going to marry his wife. Someone else is going to be neiteh the care. And fechtech the shayla. That's the problem. The problem is penyom is b'mechama. And he'll never get a chance. The chance is he won't get a chance to do what he was supposed to do. Why are we stressing v'shachet? And to top off the tamir, Rashi adds in, do it, the shver, the garashi, v'dover shalag masnefesh uzeh. Rashi says, and the fact that someone else is going to do it, oh, this is a Meri de Gagmas Nefesh. Rashi is not absolutely good. Tamur be Yosef. That's the Agmas Nefesh. Agmas Nefesh is, that's also Agmas Nefesh. Oh, but the Ikkar Agmas Nefesh is he's going to die and he's not going to be able to fear Royce what he was supposed to do. The morale of the Yankorari Kinir is coming to explain Rashi. He said, Meri de Gagmas Nefesh. Listen, morale. The Yiri, Mishim Shiyesh Odom Bishvil Sha'achar Yikach Hashaloi. This is what he's saying. Rashi is saying the Siba where it starts him. He's not saying the Taitzah. Rashi doesn't mean to say at the end of the day when he's going to die and the other person is going to go marry his wife or the other person is going to go build his house and plant his kerem. That at the end of the day is going to be the outcome of Agas Nefesh. No, it starts the other way. It starts from this person in Muhammad thinking about what's going to happen. When a person is in Muhammad, we spoke about it, in the Olam HaSeichel, Cheshbon HaSarabim, when a person has worries, his mind starts spinning and he thinks about all the possibilities, all the variables that can happen. And many times, that's the sickness of a human being. More than he's worried about what he won't be able to do, he's worried about what his competitor or what somebody else is going to be able to do. That's in his mind. He just starts playing and he starts picturing out the scenario, what's going to happen if he's not going to marry his wife and someone else is going to be. And sometimes that nekuda is gerim him more chalisha sadas, and he loses confidence and he starts getting scared and worried about that even more than his own fact that he might die. So Zokta Moral is going to start that way. He's going to start getting scared. When he starts getting scared, the Chalisha Sadat is going to Isra Mazli. He means, that kind of what he means, Isra Mazli means, Danhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mazli is Danhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Amnoi with him. Because Zokta Chavis Lavavis, if you're Meisir B'tchoynoi Me'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meisir B'tchoynoi Me'Alecha. So Rashi is saying, V'dover Shal Agmas Nefesh, who there means, this causes people Agmas Nefesh. It's a very big cause of Agmas Nefesh. So since it's a big cause of Akmas Nefesh, it's going to cause the person to be Meisir B'tchoynoi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela, that's why he's going to end up dying. It starts with the way, that's Kufa why he's going to die. Murray Dika Pshat Rashi, and Nai Pshat Rashi. But this is an Oinsphere of this Nakuda. It's all in our hands. Our Madrigas HaBetochin is all in our hands. This is the story we want to discuss in Ramban. We saw it through Nafkamina. We also, Zashlomah, to many things we spoke about before, wanted to show that the Olam HaBetochen, where does the Olam HaBetochen, where does the Midah HaBetochen operate? It operates within that world. There are two Kilo Hanhogas in our world. And they both existing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu intertwines, intervenes into the Olam of Teva. We decide which Olam we live on. Many times, many kashas that we have, many different things we have, is because we're stuck in the Olam of Teva. We have to get angevinked to live in that higher world. gets familiar. This is the Olam of the Baal HaBitach. Good.
Shkoyach, thank you.